How you doing, kids? And welcome to the J.C. Corcoran Podcast here at jconline.com. We'll get to our Christmas show here in just a couple of seconds. First of all, a reminder, we're going to be taking a little time off here. We'll talk to you again on Monday, January the 2nd, 2023. And trust me, when you're recording something like a podcast on the 22nd of December, in the back of your head, you're thinking, this thing's going to play for 2 weeks, so you better be careful what you say, and you better be careful how much you talk about the impending storm, which, as we sit here and speak on the 22nd of December, is bearing down on the Midwest and including St. Louis. But that memory, we hope, will be long gone by the time we speak again on the 2nd of January. It looks like you don't have to worry about taking down your Christmas decorations this year, because they're all going to be blown off the house. You're going to find them in Ohio in a few days. Some of you may lose power. Some of you may end up with frozen pipes. And others will underestimate these brutal conditions that are bearing down on St. Louis and get themselves in trouble. So don't be one of those people. We want to wish our very, very dear friend Karen Kelly a happy birthday. She's one of those people that has a birthday the day after Christmas. Raw deal. Let me fulfill my obligations with regard to movies that are opening up. Yesterday, we did an expanded discussion of the movie Babylon, which opens over the Christmas break. Be careful before you just decide to load the entire family into the car and go down to the movie theater and see Babylon, please. Either listen to the review yesterday or go to my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. We have a review of that, and also the Whitney Houston biopic called I Want to Dance with Somebody. That also opens over the break. Again, both of those reviews on my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Because this is it for the remainder of the year, I want to thank everybody for checking out the J.C. Corcoran Podcast every day here at jconline.com. This has been a weird year, transitioning out of the two-year pandemic, 4 years of our political system being jeopardized. Very, very strange time. So let's get through the next couple of days of weather, enjoy the holidays, and then look forward to what the year 2023 has in store for all of us. So happy holidays, whichever ones you decide to observe this year. Our Christmas extravaganza is on deck. And oh, by the way, yes, the Schnucks Panic Aisle is officially open.
And now, a holiday message from the Kardashians.
Hey, everybody! I'm Kim, and in the spirit of a holiday, I'm dressed as sexy Santa.
I'm Courtney, and I'm also dressed as sexy Santa.
And I'm Chloe, and I'm dressed as Santa. After such a busy year, we wanted to take some time off from doing whatever it is we do, to wish everyone happy holidays.
So to all our friends, Merry Christmas.
To all our agents and managers, Happy Hanukkah.
And to all our boyfriends, have a great Kwanzaa.
This year, literally count your blessings. I'm thankful for our new line of perfumes.
I'm thankful for our workout DVDs.
And I'm thankful that 4 years ago, my sister made a sex tape with Brandy's brother, and now our whole family is famous. So cool!
I had fun.
In conclusion, literally, Merry Christmas from me.
And me.
And us.
Me
and my bud.
Ho, ho, hi.
This has been a holiday message from the Kardashians.
This is just the facts about Santa and his sleigh.
Now, this isn't the how much the 12 Days of Christmas with
No, none of that stuff.
You
know, I hate that.
You have my permission to put your foot through any television that, that sports a reporter that calculates how much the 12 Days of Christmas, the 12 gifts thing, would cost in 1995.
Don't say that too loud. I'm going to walk in today. Jamie, you know we have an idea.
A news Channel 4 investigation. Go ahead. What do you got?
Does Santa come with flying reindeer to deliver presents at Christmas? Well, here are just the facts. No known species of reindeer can fly, but there are 300,000 species of living organisms yet to be classified. Although most of these are insects and germs, this does not rule out flying reindeer. Thanks to the different time zones, Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with, assuming he travels east to west. This works out to 822 visits per second. That means for each celebrating household with at least one good child in it, Santa has 1/1,000th of a second to park, hop out of the sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, place presents under the tree, eat the snacks, and return to the sleigh.
That's 1/1,000th of a second.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, assuming all 91.8 million stops are evenly distributed throughout the Earth, the total trip will be 75.5 million miles. That means Santa's sleigh must move at 650 miles per second, 3,000 times the speed of sound. Assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set weighing about 2 pounds, the sleigh is carrying a payload of 321,000 tons, not counting Jolly St. Nick. A standard reindeer can pull no more than 300 pounds. Even if flying reindeer might pull 10 times more than normal reindeer, Santa would need 214,000 reindeer to pull the sleigh. The reindeer payload, Santa, and sleigh would weigh more than 353,000 tons. This is 4 times the weight of Queen Elizabeth, the cruise ship. This 353,000 tons traveling at 650 miles an hour creates tremendous air resistance, heating the reindeer in the same manner as a spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. The lead pair of reindeer will absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of air per second each. Now, wait a minute. The lead reindeer, as a result, will burst into flames, exposing the reindeer behind them and creating massive sonic booms in their wakes. The entire reindeer team will be vaporized within 4.2 thousandths of a second. Santa will be subjected to centrifugal forces 17,000 times greater than gravity. Assuming that Santa weighs 250 pounds, he would be pinned to the back of his sleigh by 4 million pounds of centrifugal force. Merry Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other jip religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry f***ing Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other jip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm,
and my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking, last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood can a woodchuck check in? Merry f***ing Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Shut up.
And now, here with a commentary is a grumpy old man. Welcome, Grumpy!
Grumpy! I don't like this desk and I don't like this chair, and I don't like holidays. Flippity floppity floppity floppities. Christmas shopping. In my day, we didn't have shopping malls with hundreds of stores with gifts people really want. We had one store, and it had no gifts. You had to sneak into a person's closet, steal his jacket, wrap it up, and give it to him. Whoopee, you gave me my own coat. Surprise, surprise. Well, that's the way it was, and we liked it. In my day, we didn't go out caroling, singing pretty songs. We didn't know any songs. We just go out and yell at the top of our lungs, "Bah, bah, it's Christmas! Ah, ah, ah." We didn't need jingle bells, we had "Ah." We'd scream all night till our vocal cords were raw and bloody. And then you'd think, "Oh no, my vocal cords are severed. Maybe I shouldn't have screamed all night." But it was too late, you were a mute and you loved it. And we didn't have safety-approved toys. Who wants them? I hate them. In my day, a child would open up a gift and within seconds he'd either burst into flames or lose a limb. You better believe that was a day to remember. Look at Timmy rolling in the carpet trying to put out his fiery hand. Hallelujah, my son exploded and I love it. Memories, sweet, sweet memories. Oh, I long for the days when people gave each other what they already had, children's heads exploded, and mutes went around caroling and coughing up blood. And that was the way it was, and we liked it.
Thank you, Grumpy.
Come on down off your sled, Santa, 'cause I'm feeling low and blue. All the folks round here are dead, Santa, and I could use someone to talk to, and it might as well be you. I've been dressing up like you, Santa, at a big department store. I met some little boys and girls, Santa. I brought them home and they're buried underneath my kitchen floor. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think I'm not as good as you? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. I turned on my radio, Santa, and I heard a big old choir singing pretty Christmas songs, Santa, and it just set my brain on fire. That's my mama over there, Santa, don't get around much since she died. I got my stocking hung with care, Santa. Still got my mama's leg inside. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think that I was born to lose? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. Oh, don't you try to leave, Santa, and don't go near the telephone. It's a lonely Christmas Eve, Santa, and you and I are here alone. They had a party down the street, Santa, they didn't want me coming round. They were sitting down to eat, Santa, and then their house burned to the ground. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? I'm sorry that I broke your leg. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? Santa Claus, I want to hear you beg.
Good boy, Santa. You did do a lot of singing here, and I was wondering if Dexter did have a good favorite holiday song, maybe.
If Dexter had a favorite holiday song?
What would it, Tommy? Could you give us a taste of a little something, maybe? We're in the holiday spirit.
I would guess maybe Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You know, there's something about those lyrics that I would imagine would resonate with him.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out whose cheek he should slice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping.
I'm scared right now.
He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
He's talking to everybody.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus will kill you if you're bad.
Dear Santa, this is Lewis Black, and being Jewish, I just would, you know, as long as you're wandering around on Christmas night, why don't you bring us Jews some stuff? Because, you know, Hanukkah basically sucks compared to what you've got going down in your little factory over there, okay? I mean, you're coming up with a ton of toys, and they're electric, and each year they get better and better. And meanwhile, we get the same old crap. Okay? We get like here's a pen and pencil set. Oh, I forgot to take the name of the bank off the bottom of it. Look, a notebook. Oh, here, an eraser. Hanukkah is a back-to-school holiday, Santa. Do something about it, okay? Huh? And if you did something about it, maybe us little Jewish kids would start to believe in your Christ. So thanks for listening, Santa, and do what you can, and have a Merry Christmas.
Sensation that's sweeping the nation. Only $14.95 at participating stores. Get one today.
Warning. Pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to Happy Fun Ball. Caution. Happy Fun Ball may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speeds. Happy Fun Ball contains a liquid core, which, if exposed due to rupture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Do not use Happy Fun Ball on concrete. Discontinue use of Happy Fun Ball if any of the following occurs. Itching. Vertigo. Dizziness, tingling in extremities, loss of balance or coordination, includes slurred speech, temporary blindness, profuse sweating, or heart palpitations. If Happy Fun Ball begins to smoke, get away immediately, seek shelter, and cover head. Happy Fun Ball may stick to certain types of skin. When not in use, Happy Fun Ball should be returned to its special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves the makers of Happy Fun Ball, Wacky Products Incorporated, and its parent company, Global Chemical Unlimited, of any and all liability. Ingredients of Happy Fun Ball include an unknown glowing substance which fell to Earth, presumably from outer space. Happy Fun Ball has been shipped to our troops in Saudi Arabia and is also being dropped by our warplanes on Iraq. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball. Happy Fun Ball comes with a lifetime guarantee.
Happy Fun Ball! Accept no substitutes!
Like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help.
We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want and then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
So get out of debt now. Write for your free copy of Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford. And if you order now, you'll also receive Seriously. If you don't have the money, don't buy it. Along with a 12-month subscription to Stop Buying Stuff magazine. So order today.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed.
That little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. That little cat Jesus asleep in the hay. They woke up the kid, but that little trooper never flipped his lid. I dig thee, Lord Jesus, so look down from your sky and hang by my cradle, Jack, till morning swings by. Swinging manger, it's one cuckoo bed. The stars in the sky looking down where he lay. That little Lord Jesus, that little Lord Jesus sleeping. Asleep in the hay.
Here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, top 10 most dangerous toys. Listen carefully. Here we go. Number 10, the hula noose. Number 9, Professor Sodom's little biological warfare kit. Number 8, light me on fire Elmo. Number 7, shoots ladders and open manhole covers. Number 6, Mattel ass rocket. Number 5, Rabid Snoopy. Number 4, the too big for my windpipe jigsaw puzzle. Number 3, Mr. Potato Head multiple outlet strip. Number 2, Linda Tripp's Let's Tape Daddy portable tape recorder. And the number 1 most dangerous toy, Easy Bake Open Flame Oven.
We're going to find out all about Santa Claus, so pay attention. I may ask questions. Ready?
Ready!
All right, let's go!
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on a special night?
Santa comes around on a special night.
Special night.
Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Who wears boots and a suit of red?
Santa wears boots and a suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head.
Suit that's red.
Special night.
Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Suit that's red.
Special night.
Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Who very soon will come our way?
Santa very soon will come our way.
Eight little reindeer pull his sleigh.
Eight little reindeer pull his sleigh.
Reindeer sleigh. Ho, ho, ho.
Cherry nose.
Cap on head.
Suit that's red.
Special night.
Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Bonnie, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Bonnie, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Reindeer sleigh.
Come away.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cherry nose.
Oh, cap on head.
Suit that's red.
Special night.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
great suit of red.
Santa wears a real pink suit of red.
Who has two horns on his head?
Santa has two horns on his head.
Suit of red.
Horns on head.
Must be Satan. Must be Satan. Must be Satan. Beelzebub. Who confuses wrong and right?
Satan confuses wrong and right.
Who comes out on a special night?
Satan comes out on a special night.
Wrong and right.
Special night.
Must be Satan. Must be Satan. Must be Satan. Beelzebub. Who rides a sleigh of burning fire?
Satan rides a sleigh of burning fire.
Who cooks lunch on a funeral pyre?
Satan cooks lunch on a funeral pyre.
Burning fire.
Funeral pyre.
Must be Satan. Must be Satan. Must be Satan. Beelzebub. Must be Satan. Must be Satan.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Christmas can be a joyous time for family gathering, or a lonely, desolate hell. Or it can be a desolate, lonely family gathering from hell. Whatever the case, rest assured that I and the entire Cash family are having a better time than you. Happy holidays.
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle. I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me two aces. I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink. While I think, what would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling. There's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas really swings.
Yo, yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Sounds good, guys. Give it up for the Dream Dells, everybody.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. One day of presents, hell no, we get eight crazy nights. But if you still feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, I guess my first two songs didn't do it for you. So here comes number three. Ross and Phoebe from Friends say Hanukkah blessing. So does Lenny's pal Squiggy, and Will and Grace's Deborah Messing. Melissa Gilbert and Michael Landon never mixed meat with dairy. Maybe they should have called that show Little Kosher House on the Prairie. We got Jerry Lewis, Ben Stiller and Jack Black, Tom Arnold converted
converted to Judaism, but you guys can have him back. Just kidding, Tommy. We may not get to kiss underneath the mistletoe, but we can do it all night long with Deuce Bigalow.
Celebrates Hanukkah.
Oh, good job, Schneider.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, now.
Osama bin Laden.
Not a big fan of the Jews. Well, maybe that's because he lost a figure skating match to gold medalist Sarah Hughes. Her mama's Jewish. Houdini and David Blaine escaped straitjackets with such precision. But the one thing they could not get out of, their painful circumcision. Gwyneth Paltrow's half Jewish, but a full-time Oscar winner. Jennifer Connelly's half Jewish too, and I'd like to put some more in her. As for half Jewish actors, Sean Penn is quite the great one. And Marlon Brando, not a Jew at all, but it looks to me like he ate one. There's Lou Reed, Perry Farrell, Beck and Paula Abdul. Joy Ramone invented punk rock music, but first came Hebrew school. Hey, Natalie Portman, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get an Abtronica on this joyful toy for Hanukkah. So get a high Kalanika and soil your long Janikas.
Got laid off in April, Daddy downsized in June. By the first week of October, the bank foreclosed our home. Now it's Christmas season, and my only wish is clear. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year. Well, we lived in the car till November, then came the repo man. Now we get to walk through the highway to pick up the bottles and cans. So Santa, as you fill your shopping cart full of presents that you give, make sure mine comes in a great big box so we got somewhere to live. A refrigerator box for Daddy, a chest freezer crate for Mom, a washer and a dryer carton for a living and a dining room. Maybe a clear plastic garbage bag for a window to see the sky, so we can see your reindeer flying by. Washer and a dryer carton for a living and a dining room. Maybe a clear plastic garbage bag for a window to see the sky, so we can see your reindeer flying by. Mama got laid off in April, Daddy downsized in June. By the first week of October, the bank foreclosed our home. Now it's Christmas season, and my only wish is clear. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year. Oh, my present comes in a great big box, so we got somewhere to live next year.
We'll be right back.
Christmas and a happy holiday to you. If you've been good all year, maybe Santa Claus will visit you. Bright lights on the houses down the street, stockings full of all the Christmas trees. When you're with the big band, have a yabba dabba yuletide, a happy sleigh ride, a merry Christmas time. A merry Christmas time.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Now, I wrote a great cookbook, great desserts, because everyone buys their desserts. Yes. Everyone goes to a bakery. Go home, do a dessert. Okay. I cut the fat.
Not now.
You have a show to do. I cut the sugar. I cut the fat. I made it delicious. I want people to get motivated because, you know, you can gain 8 to 10 pounds by January 1st.
People do this
they
at
do.
The holidays, and this is a
well,
terrible
they
time.
They eat and eat, and then December 31st, they're holding the last rum ball. The last rum ball in their hand, and they go, "Dear God, why did I do it again this
year?" That
was
'83 Coppola, wasn't it? The last
rum
ball.
Yeah, last rum ball. Fabulous movie.
I love that movie.
Fabulous.
But the ending with the helicopters, yeah. I didn't like that. That scared me a little too much.
When I was just a boy chick, my mama used to say, "Oi, come inside, clean your home, study hard, eat your soup, forget that goyim holiday." I said, "But mama," dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, "o'er the fields we go, laughing all day, hey, hi, hi. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh."
Washing it down with some rum you found at the food town.
just brought it by. How rude to let it go to waste. Then Boxing Day you'll find you've got a huge behind you. No restraints, no effing fun. You'll get some life or die. Exercise, hoping that you'll find someone who digs your brontosaurus thighs. Picking out on candy decorations is the Christmas way. The diet's toast, the year is over. Start again on New Year's Day.
In his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one f***ing thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, oh, f***ing wonderful. I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. Kids, no, great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody, come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right. Which one of you little f**ks stole all the f**king candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them from, a f**king jail? F**king reform school brats. Get the f**k out of here, all of you.
It's that time of year when families gather together to reopen old feelings. And Silver Bell Records is proud to present A Dysfunctional Family Christmas. This is the album your family is sure to cherish for Christmases to come.
Christmas time, you force a smile. Everyone is joining in the group denial. Folks behaving infantile. Family Christmas time.
Hit after dysfunctional hit. Songs like The Almost Perfect Christmas.
Dinner is perfect, the presents are perfect, the tree and the parlor's the perfect one.
Ben, your brother, yells at your mother, Christmas is ruined for everyone.
Get timeless favorites like Someday I'll Get Christmas Right, I've Got My Drinking Under Control for the Holidays, Peace on Earth Where, and The Daughter's Song.
Presents and wrapping paper, ribbons and bows and all that stuff, why do we even bother? Nothing we can do is good enough.
And this country Christmas classic.
Every Christmas when you got drunk, I told the children you were not drunk. And I said, Tommy, you're not being bad. It's just that Christmas makes your mommy mad.
You'll get Can't You Let It Drop, It's Christmas. What I Want, You Can't Buy Me. Fruitcake and Shame. And Why Am I the Only One Who Knows What Christmas Really Means? And many more.
Underneath the mistletoe, it's a 2x2 jingle bell world. And underneath all those extra pounds is a very pretty girl.
Daddy's nose is red and runny. Daddy's voice is gruff and funny. And the only words I can understand are God and Dan and Christmas.
Just imagine 24 timeless standards, including the classic Carol of Intimacy.
Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away.
To order, call 1-800-GET-HELP today. Operators are standing by.
Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead. The minute we're born, we start dying. We die a little more every day. Young or old, rich or poor, there's nothing we can do to stop it. So look long at that Christmas tree. It may be the last one that you see. Decorate your house in green and red, 'cause someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead. It might happen in a couple months or 50 years from now. But no matter when it happens, it will seem too soon to you. So be sure on Christmas Eve when you snuggle into bed, that you thank God for your family, 'cause someday they'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday they'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead. Who knows how many Christmases are left in their short life? Nobody knows, that's my point. Enjoy them while you can. So on Christmas morning, let good tidings fill your head. What a festive season. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Everyone you know dead. A very Merry Christmas to you. Dead, dead.
Best boyfriend ever was Joseph, Mary's boyfriend. You know, this guy got more weird information in 5 minutes than any chick in this room could wad up in a ball and hit a man with if she were trying. I picture her just running in going, you ain't gonna believe this. this? And Joseph's so mellow. He's like, well, of course I would. These are epic times. What is it, baby? You know I love you, Mary. Whatever it is, we'll work it out together. Just take a deep breath. Shoot, I'm listening. You're what? And it's whose? And who told you? We got to pack up and go where? And sleep in a what? And when you're done, three guys you never met are going to drop a bunch of presents off? All right, baby, let's rock.
Hello, everyone. This is Ben Stiller, actor, director, writer, half-breed. That's right. As the child of a Jewish father and a Catholic mother, I know the pain of choosing between Christmas and Hanukkah can be all too real. If you're faced with such a decision this holiday season, allow me to offer this advice. Go with the chicks. See, for all its beauty and significance, Hanukkah offers no built-in makeout factor. Christmas, on the other hand, has mistletoe and, you know, other things you can kiss under. So, practically a guarantee you'll get some. So for me, the choice was always obvious. I hope I've helped. Happy holidays.
Toys. toys like dust to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Bang, bang, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none. I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard, pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings him toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Squirt, squirt, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none.
I grew up in a little storybook town in Connecticut, which was, it was great, you know, especially during the holidays. Christmas Eve, you're walking through the town square, everything's decorated, snow's crunching under your feet, Christmas decorations everywhere, Christmas music. Can you picture that? Ah, it's a nice feeling. I miss it. Cute little gift shop over here, it's all decorated. The owner's home with his family, right? So you break in, you take whatever you want. Doesn't matter, it's the holidays, you know? You see your house way down the street, you could just about make it out. That's your house, okay. It's all decorated, little red and blue lights all around it. You get a little closer, you realize those are police cars taking your father away for shoplifting. But it doesn't matter, it's the holidays, you know? Just a nice feeling. Over the river and through the woods. That's the way my grandmother used to drive. And you get home, you get up on the porch and you smell those fresh gingerbread men. And they stink because your mother can't bake for nothing, you know. It's cozy inside, though. Little fire going. No fireplace, just a little fire. Yeah. Your sister was smoking in bed, so you put her out. There's hot chocolate on the stove. Not in a pot, just dried up on the stove. So you scrape it off, you put it in a pot, you heat it up, a couple marshmallows, pour it into your favorite mug, you sit back and you drink it, and you burn the hell out of the roof of your mouth. And for the next few days, you're playing with that little piece of skin with your tongue, huh? Oh, I miss that. There's a fruitcake on the table. His name's Stephen. And he's excited. Everybody's excited because it's the holidays, you know? And you want to go to bed because you want to wake up and open up those presents. So you climb into your pajamas, you crawl into bed, and you're all snug, and you can't sleep, right? Because it's only about 3 in the afternoon. So you get up, you sneak some of your father's whiskey, you drink it, and now you get visions of sugar plums dancing in your head. You go back to bed, and the room starts spinning around like crazy, and you start throwing up on the sheets and everything. Oh, I miss that. But you know something? We forget the most important thing about Christmas because, you know, we get hung up in shopping and visiting relatives and, you know, eating and everything. We forget the most important thing, and that's to save your receipts. Have a Merry Christmas.
All righty here. Let's see. Was the night before Christmas, and all through the van, your old buddy Matt fell asleep on the can. His children were nestled 2 time zones away with his first wife and her husband in sunny L.A. Matt woke up and realized with a chill and a quiver that he was living in a van down by the river.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's the feeling of Christmas. People passing, children laughing, and for mile after mile, on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Last night, my child looked up at me and said, Uncle Steve? He didn't know I was his father, and I didn't know for sure either. I just assumed I was. I'd had his mother so many times, and in so many different ways. The odds were with me. Anyway, he looked up at me and said, What does Christmas mean to you? And I said, Lemuel, Christmas is a time for giving, a time for receiving, a time for eggnog and rum, a time for cutting down trees and hanging plastic doodads on them and watching them die slowly in your living room, catch fire and burn down your house and all your possessions. It's a time for buying things that haven't sold all year long, wrapping them up in shiny paper, and giving them to your friends, return them and find out you got it on sale. And they can only exchange them for things of equal value, like charcoal briquettes or matchbooks with other people's names on them. A time for giving your wife that special coat she always wanted. Those seals didn't need their fur anyway. What do they want it for? They're dead already. It's a time for eggnog and brandy, and driving home on icy streets, accidentally nudging the car next to you off the bridge, into the frozen river, watching the car sink, seeing the bubbles float up under the water. It's time to sip an eggnog martini and think about the poor, and talk of feeding the naked and clothing the hungry. A time to get Christmas cards from all your friends that consolidated and allied an Acme. A time for seeing all those happy children sitting on Santa's lap at Toyland, thinking to yourself, maybe I'll be a Santa next year. 12 years old is not so far from 18. Maybe I should be laying a little groundwork for the future. It's a time for parties at the office with eggnog and vodka. Telling your boss what you really think of him while he gets a perfect Xerox of your wife's rear end. Time for sitting by the hearth, sipping eggnog and tequila, with your feet up on a burning log, realizing that Uncle Walt has been in your garage for 45 minutes with the car running. You say to yourself, damn, Uncle Walt, you were supposed to bring me back more eggnog. And that, Lemuel, is what Christmas means to me.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Oh, Hello, this is Bill Murray. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, and Happy Groundhog Day.
We're in the holiday season now, and when you start thinking about Christmas, I think two movies, Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life, both jump into people's minds. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you remember about doing It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, it's my favorite, and it's Frank Capra's favorite.
You've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like without you.
Maybe it's a sentimental reason. It's the first picture that I did after the war. And I remember my contract at MGM had run out during the war, and I was away for 4 years. And when I got back, I didn't know whether it was possible to forget how to act. I didn't know. And 1 month went by and nothing, and 2 months went by. And Hank Fonda and I, he was in sort of the same boat, and we sort of flew kites and and one day Frank Capra called me up and said, I've got an idea for a story. Why don't you come down and I'll tell it to you. Well, it didn't take me long to get down to his house. And he said, well, now this is about a fella in a small town, and he isn't doing very well, and he wants to get out and travel, but he can't because of his father's business, and then he has to take over the business, and things get worse and worse, and he's going to kill himself.
Wait a minute here. Oh, this is some sort of a funny dream I'm having. So long, mister. I'm going home.
Home? What home?
Now, shut up. Cut it out. You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone.
And an angel named Clarence, who hasn't won his wings, comes down. He said, gee, this sounds sort of strange, doesn't it? And I said, Frank, if you want to do a picture about an angel named Clarence who hasn't won his wings, who comes down and says to me, I'm your man. That's the way I got started.
Okay, well, they're cutting us, Jim. Thank you very much. Continued success and good health to you.
Thank you, JT. Thank you. Enjoyed talking to you.
That's a Christmas present from a very dear friend of mine. That's right. That's right.
Atta boy, Clarence.
The news starts now.
And I like helping people, other people, with things.
Thanks to a little girl, a baby Jesus once again rests in the Fonfon College nativity scene. Good evening, I'm Kay Quinn.
And I'm Jeff Fowler. Our top story this Saturday night, a Brentwood first grader is showing the true spirit of Christmas after thieves vandalized a local nativity scene.
After someone took baby Jesus and Mary from the Fonfon College nativity scene, several people offered money to replace the figures. But News Channel 5's Cordell Whitlock joins us with the story of a special little girl who had a better idea. Cordell.
Certainly did, Kay and Jeff. Imagine you're 6 years old and you walk past a nativity scene that's been vandalized. What would you do?
Six-year-old Addison Corcoran was bothered when she found out baby Jesus was missing from the Fonfon College nativity scene.
She wanted to know what was going to happen, and I told her that perhaps somebody would return baby Jesus, or maybe the college would buy one, or someone might be able to give them one or make one.
Or a six-year-old could take matters into her own hands.
And I felt sorry, and I decided I could make them one. I decided to make, like, the Jesus out of clay, but my mom said there would be... You would have to use a lot of clay.
So Addison used paper mache for her baby Jesus and insisted on getting wood and hay for the manger. As for the thieves who stole baby Jesus?
It would be nice if you could bring back the baby Jesus, but I got a good one.
Giving us a great story for the holiday season.
The president of Fonfon College was so touched by Addison's gesture, he personally escorted her to the nativity scene so she could replace the missing baby Jesus. And Kay and Jeff, as a nice touch to this story, Addison actually made her baby Jesus while she was homesick for school for 2 days. So we have a six-year-old trooper on our hands.
That's what the holiday spirit's all about.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cordell.
Okay.
And now, Whitney Corcoran will sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Whitney.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows like a flashlight. All of the other reindeer, reindeer used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. And never let poor Rudolph, Rudolph join in any reindeer games like Monopoly. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, glee, yippee. Rudolph. A red-nosed reindeer, reindeer, you'll go down in history. Everybody, I really wanted to sing this, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and I'm very happy to sing this. Thank you very much.
Then there was the year that my mom and dad gave me my first guitar. Oh, man, it was gorgeous. I still got the thing. It was like aqua blue. Kind of dark aqua blue with a cream-colored heart, which is a silver tone from Montgomery Ward's. The model was called Kentucky Blue. And, man, when I saw that sitting under the tree, I just couldn't wait. First year or so, I didn't know how to play it. I'd just stand in front of the mirror with a string around my neck with that guitar, and I tried to look like Elvis. Then my brother Dave taught me a couple of chords, and now I'm here in your living room singing and talking to you. It's funny how things work out. So why don't you go find a stranger and extend your hand to him? If you see somebody that looks like they ain't doing quite as well as you, slip them a buck. Especially if they don't ask for spare change. Go buy your honey a cuckoo clock or a musical snow-shaking water ball. And when you wind it up, it plays, I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. Because after all, hell, man, it's Christmas. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the...
One, two, three!
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile broke its wheel, the Joker got a...
You're on a mission from God.